Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. It is Wednesday Wisdom Radio Show with Deborah Leanne. And it's funny, I've been toying with what kind of music theme I would like, and I think it would probably change every week because every week the topic and where we are all coming from tends to be a little bit different. So just some thoughts on that. If anybody has suggestions, send them my way. Today's topic on loneliness versus being alone. I'd love to tell you the reason behind that, and I would like to also, though, start with getting present, and for me and for you, so that the listening and the wisdom and to tap into what wants to be said will be easier for me. So I'd like to start by feeling our legs and our feet firmly planted, so heavy into the center of Mother Earth, to feel our lower half of our body really being drawn down and actually allowing our breath to go down and to the back of us. I had a demo and a singing lesson yesterday, and it was so much about starting our words way down in our root chakra. And I love that, you know, breathing all the way down and allowing that to come up from there. So allowing some attention to go to that lower part of our body, below our belly button, in the center of our power center, in our home, our womb space. And whether you're a woman or a man, just focusing on that lower half of our bodies allows us to start building our vertical core of energy and power. And then getting to the center of our heads and just calling back all of the places where we have some scattered energy and just saying, I'd like to be here now, just for the next 20 minutes or so. Allowing anything that we're getting ready to do, any multitasking, anything that we just were doing up to this moment, to just close, just like we close our laptop, where we turn our phone screen down and allow us to unplug for just a minute. And breathing that extra awareness, extra energy, and our focus back into us. And the third of connecting in to our divine source, plugging in, charging in, and breathing in that additional support and love and light into our system, filling us up, just like our energy, our battery icon on our phone or our laptop, and watching that beautiful golden light fill us up till that we get to being at full, so that we can overflow and be in service from there. And from this place, I have recently moved my youngest to college a week ago today. And even though she was a teenager who I saw a little, it has made my home such a different space. Most of her personal items are moved out. And yes, she still has a bedroom here, but, you know, it's not her bedroom anymore. It doesn't feel like her bedroom because her things aren't in there. And the aloneness has been a visceral feeling for me in my space, and to feel the difference of making a meal and realizing it's just for me. And for a while, I was sharing with a friend last week that I didn't even feel like making dinner. Cooking for me has always been a way of showing my love and bringing together my loved ones over a shared time together sitting at the table. And when it's just me, I find myself throwing down a piece of cheese, half of an avocado, some random handfuls of things just because I don't want to sit down and have a meal by myself. And she encouraged me to change that. And I thought that was fascinating, that I could actually make a beautiful ratatouille, set it on a plate, and sit down and enjoy it with a knife and fork, like like being at a restaurant at a table for one. I have given myself permission for that. The aloneness has been an adjustment for me. After many years of having way too many people in my space, growing up in a large family, moving even into my first college dorm where there were four of us in my room and we shared a suite with four other women on the other sharing a bathroom. So there were eight of us in the bathroom. And continuing to live in community in many ways through the rest of my life. I've always had a roommate for most part or was married. And to be in this space of this is my home and I'm the only one living here. There is no man in my life currently. And allowing myself to have this space in a way that is celebrating me. And this is such a different feeling from loneliness. Loneliness to me feels like it's almost something where we feel sorry for ourselves, or we want others to feel sorry for us, or we're in a sad place of being lonely. I believe that when we're in a lonely place, we tap more into our abandonment issues, and every one of us has some type of abandonment stuff to look at. So it brings up more shadow, more darkness, more what we would call maybe unpleasant or dark emotions. And I believe there's a huge difference between being alone, living alone, and being lonely, because I am not lonely. I've noticed, however, that my calendar, in order to not be lonely, I'm scheduling more things, more social events, a book club at my house tonight, inviting people out to a parents' celebration of our children heading off to college, scheduling in inviting people to workshops. It's a meeting people for coffee. I continue to fill my life with new and old friends, and I'm loving that. And I'm not as inclined as I used to be in the past to go for a walk on my own. I love sharing time with friends that way. I still go for walks by myself, but it's not like I'm so craving that alone time anymore because I get plenty of it. I'm curious for you. If you have a very full life with lots and lots of people, do you crave solitude and silence? Is this something that we just get to this place as we get older where we crave just the companionship of our own soul? And I'm actually getting to know my essence, my truth, my authentic inner self, and I like her. And the more I get to know her, and the more I'm discovering what makes her happy, like the whole process of chopping the vegetables for ratatouille and smelling it baking in the oven and then serving myself that beautiful plate of food, that makes her happy and my physical body happy. all the senses get to be happy. And yes, I admit that the shadow part of the loneliness does come in. And I recognize it as a wave of loneliness. I talked with one of my older daughter on Sunday morning, and she asked how I was, and I called her real quickly because I'd just gotten a text and thought maybe she might have a minute to talk. And as soon as I heard her voice, I broke into tears because I miss her. And that made her feel sad, and I didn't mean to do that. I just said, it's so fun to hear your voice, and I know that you're busy, and it's the final day or so of your 2 weeks of intense training. She's a field hockey player in college. And that classes are starting, and I'm just wondering, have you had any time for yourself, and how are you? And we had a beautiful little exchange. It wasn't very long, and it was connecting, and it allowed me to tap into both the aloneness, the more powerful, empowering place of being alone, and the loneliness, the shadow, the other side of that. And the more I'm seeing, as I stand in the middle of my round rug that I have in my entryway, that life is a full circle. We have both sides to every situation. And the aloneness is a beautiful gift we can give ourselves. And part of that, sometimes tapping into the loneliness and allowing that to be there. So what I exchanged with her a little bit later via text is I said that this is just a wave of loneliness. And I know that if I just allow it to be and stop pushing it away, it'll be like a wave that'll wash over me, and it kind of cleanses me. Even the tears cleanse me, and then it's gone. And on the other side, it's like after a storm, how everything smells and looks fresher and different. And what I'm realizing is to get to the beauty of the bliss and the joy and the fullness of my life, I need to experience those waves. It's part of it. And I would love, I haven't done this yet because these shows are so long, so short, yet I believe that it's time for me to start opening up the lines and allowing people to call in and share what's going on with them so that we can have a little mini connection. And we can see that it's not just my words that are heading out there into the ethers and the airwaves, but it's also, these are such universal truths and feelings. And I feel like if more women especially would share what's going on with them from a real, true place of being still and feeling into where they're at, it would help us to feel that community, which is what sustains me. Knowing that I'm not the only one that feels these things, knowing that there are other women out there that are single whose youngest has left the house, knowing that there's women entrepreneurs out there who are putting together and struggling with explaining who they are to the world. You know, we're really good technically at what we do and what we're gifted at, and sometimes the whole sharing of who we are with the world is daunting, and it feels uncomfortable to say how amazing we are in some ways and to ask for business. So the more I work with women, the more I talk to women, the more I hear where our common plights are, there's a lot there around feeling in and tapping in and feeling the uncomfortable that we don't want to feel. And by feeling it, it actually makes us more powerful. we actually come out on the other end stronger. We actually have more of a width and breadth around us that is actually making us better at what we're here to do, so that we can share our gifts in a way that more women see us and feel us and trust us and want to connect with us. So the other thing that I wanted to share about this, besides the shadow of the loneliness from being alone, is sometimes when I'm tapping into what's really going on within me, there's a lot of other stuff that I'm carrying around of other people's. Because what I have done throughout much of my life is I've actually gone into their energy and taken a bit of them and put them in my little girl's backpack to carry around with me so that I would always have a piece of them, so I wouldn't be alone. And if you can imagine, I don't know if anybody knows the story of the Little Mermaid, but the evil witch in that, that's the Ursula, that's the octopus queen, dark queen of the underworld, she did that. She stole people's souls and kept them in her, kind of like a garden, but it was her, like, dungeon. And that way she always had all of these talented people all around her all the time. And it was a power thing, so that she would feel more powerful. She would, like, steal these little pieces of people, their souls, and they would physically and spiritually be under her control then. And what I'm realizing is that in my quest, since I was very, very young, to not feel alone or lonely, I would do that with people. And now I'm learning to get rid of all of that, to let go of all of those pieces of everybody else's soul, their energy, their goodness, their pain, their joy, their gifts, and send it all back to them. Because I don't need to carry it anymore to be attached to them. In fact, when I am in my fullness, I much more easily can connect to them on a full, equal, spiritual, emotional, intellectual, and physical level. It's really a whole new ball game of relating. And coming from this place, it creates this authentic, belonging truth that is far and away a much more fulfilling and satisfying place to be. It is so lovely to know that I can be fully in my essence, fully me, and relate to somebody from this space, that I don't need to go in, jump into their energy space, and take anything from them. I don't need anything from anyone. What I do is I'm learning, though, that after going from the dependent younger child place to the totally independent, I don't need anyone place, that is where I felt the loneliness. So swinging back into the middle of more of an interdependent space, knowing that we all need everybody around us, we need community, we love, we do our best, sometimes brainstorming, heartstorming, when we are with other women in circle. And it allows us to be seen. It allows us to blossom and feel that validation and being honored. And, oh, it's so enriching being in those kind of communities, that kind of circle. And from that space, it feels, that's what fills me. That's what, that's my ideal connection. And I'm holding that mirror up for all of the women that I'm in connection with so that I'm in my fullness. I see them in their fullness. I honor them in their fullness. I see the light within them even when they forget their own light, even when they can't see it. So this is even more important that I do what I do. Because when I'm coming from this place, I can mirror more effectively, more empathically, more authentically who these women are, whether they're clients, friends, family, or someone that I meet on the street. It doesn't matter. And this is who we need to be for each other. This is what's missing in terms of that true heartfelt connection, that spiritual connection that is not sticky and icky and based on need and wanting something from the other person. No, it's based on that beautiful, I guess the wording that I'm thinking about is namaste, right? It is around, I see the light in you. I honor the light in you. And the light in me connects to the light of you. There's something really beautiful when we can connect our lights in that way. And that is where true synergy is. It's possible. It's powerful. And it's what's going to make a huge difference on this planet. It's what we're all yearning for, and it's what we need to heal so many things within our communities, within our families, within ourselves, right? Because each of these systems is just a reflection of our own inner system. And our inner system is a reflection of what is going on in each of our energy centers and where we have our own blocks that we can't see our brilliance. This is where we actually, I don't want to use the word need, but this is where it is really supportive to have a guide, almost like a travel guide, that helps guide us through our own systems, because we can't see without the support of someone else. Or we can, our mind can trick us of what's really going on within, because our ego doesn't want us to look at something, or our heart doesn't want to feel something. And this is where having the hand of a guide, a mentor, a coach, a teacher, a spiritual mentor, someone who can help us go within, see what needs to be healed, and clear that is our lifelong work. That is our purpose. Because the more truth that we can uncover and excavate and dig up, it's like finding those pieces of coal that if you chip away at the exterior and press it down hard enough, we can create diamonds. And I believe we all have a multitude of diamonds within. We just have to look around. It's like panning for gold. There's a lot of other stuff in there that doesn't really even, that we need to toss out. It's not ours, that we've inherited, that doesn't serve us. You know, what culture's taught us, what our ancestors have taught us, the lineage. It's amazing that this week one of my teachers posted an article, a research article, that is being that is fully supports the work that we do. And what I loved about it is it gave me the scientific proof that we have been studying for years people who are the ancestors of someone who a generation back or two maybe were slaves, or they were they escaped the Holocaust, but they went through that experience. Any of, you know, even our family members that lived in the Depression, they have these traumas that they have passed on to us literally in our DNA. They aren't ours. They don't even apply to us. Yet we carry around these pieces of old baggage, and sometimes it feels like it's a whole train of baggage, and it holds us down, keeps us from being our brilliant light, keeps us from flying the way we're meant to. So if this makes sense to you and you are interested in exploring, I am actually enjoying just connecting with women who are ready to take off, who know that they could use some support to find their own inner power, their inner wisdom, the trust within to show up in a new way that appears grounded and confident and has a leadership presence. This is the stuff that I am passionate about. It's work that I've been working on myself for the last 10 years, and I feel really capable and confident and ready to share it with more and more women, because we need more women at the helm in positions of authority, in positions of responsibility that drive the change that we all need, that we all want to see. So on that note, I am wanting you to know that there is community here. You are not truly alone. And there's a huge web of women whose hearts are beginning to come online, if you will, and the fire is spreading. You know, each person's candlelight is adding to a larger and larger circle. There's big circles of fire circles going on. And this is what I want to help light within you. So connect with me. Deborah@DeborahLeanne.com is how you can reach me, or on Facebook at The Synergized Leader. Thank you so much for listening today, and until our next time, take excellent care and shine brightly. We need you. Bye-bye.